Cheerio.
Back graciously to chat with us some more. And what we're going to do is we're going to do a couple of commercials in a few minutes here. But I wanted to ask you, you've been out. How many dates with PIL have you done so far?
This is the third one today, so we're still on fledgling terms, so to speak.
Right. Now, he didn't want to come back for an interview. I can say this while he's up there because he can't hear me, but has he been kind of a...
No, he's
the
been
last
great.
Couple days?
He's has been great. He's been dead funny. He's really funny. He's really nice. I was quite surprised. But you know, you get this real big image of someone.
Right, right.
I think he just is a bit careful. Yeah.
Right.
A bit careful about people, and he gets a bit suspicious. But he's really, it's like talking to your granddad. He's got 1,000 stories.
Now, I noticed that you were the only member of New Order that wasn't up there watching De La Soul, unless you were out in the audience.
Ah, I was on the mixing desk. Actually.
Oh, you were on the mixing desk. So every member of New Order was out there watching De La Soul. Now, do you like him as much as... Because Lydon was like really...
I like him. It was good. I thought it seemed very short, which was weird, but you told me that. You told me why, didn't you?
Yeah.
a bit shorter songs, never mind. Keep at it, lads.
So they'll get longer songs as we progress. We're going to do some couple of commercials. We're going to come back. We're going to do a block of the Bunnymen. We've got some news about the Bunnymen, which we'll tell you in a couple of moments after these.
It was
91X, the Cutting Edge of Rock. It's Mike Halloran backstage at X-Fest 2 with Peter Hook from New Order. And, Peter, I got to ask you a couple questions before we go into this thing with the Bunnymen here. You finished up the album. You're out on tour. What do you guys do? What do you listen to in the bus and the planes and stuff? I mean, you had a couple of weeks off in Laguna, you were telling me. So,
yeah.
What are you doing for entertainment these days?
Around here, we tend to listen to Acid House all the time. It does get you down a bit sometimes. Relentless bass drums.
Right.
Yeah, I've been listening to Nico, Iggy Pop. The usual stuff. You know.
The usual stuff?
Go-Betweens.
The Go-Betweens?
Mm-hmm. 16 Lovers Lane. Great LP.
Ooh. Were those yours? I totally lost what I was going to ask him here, Dwight, because you're pointing at me like a total fool.
Wind it up.
What I was going to say, you're actually, I've heard a rumor that somebody is flying in the Hacienda's DJ.
He's here tonight. The main man, yeah, Mike Pickering.
No,
he used to do Ticoy and Quando Quango.
I should mention to the listening audience that Hacienda is a club that you guys cooperatively own.
Yeah, in Manchester. Yeah.
And but you're flying him in for a Hacienda night in Detroit or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they're having a big Acid House night in Detroit. And there's quite a few of the Hacienda DJs coming over, a lot of the
right.
people, you know. Like
and Detroit's pretty hip and happening for that kind of stuff nowadays. Kevin Saunders did one of your remixes.
Well, he's coming down as well.
Right.
It's Kevin Saunders. It's like a dual thing.
Right. Which way do you see this thing going? Do you think it's going to... it came out of nowhere, it seems.
I think it's going to... It's like... To me, I think it's going to have a big impression. I think it has had a big impression. I don't think it'll ever go away. I think Dance is really opened up with it.
Right.
I think that's really good. It's really nice. A lot of people... I've even got into dancing because of it.
Right, because it's a different feel.
A devil may care attitude, if you like.
Right.
It's good.
Now, speaking of devil may care, I was walking around earlier and ran into your agent a little bit earlier on, and he broke the news to me. I suppose you can fill us in about Pete DeFreitas.
Heard unfortunately today that Pete DeFreitas got killed in a car, motorcycle accident, not a car crash. He got killed by a car, unfortunately.
And he was on his bike riding around England someplace. And
yeah, he was in Stafford, we heard. So we're all a bit shocked by that, which is very sad. But
you dedicated a song to him or the whole set last night?
We gave him the set last night, but then again, it doesn't really mean much, I suppose. Well, just to show that we're thinking about him, so.
And the thought counts. So it's really unfortunate to find out something like that, but...
Well, I mean, it's horrible because, like, the last time we were here, we were with him.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Never mind.
All right, well, listen, good luck on the rest of the tour and the new record and stuff. Thanks for stopping by again.
You're welcome, mate.
We're going to do a block of the Bunnymen here.
Don't forget to wear your helmet.
I've got
you
it.
Got it, kids.
All the time, wear your helmet. And we do a block of the Bunnymen here. This is from the first album, unfortunately, entitled Happy Bunnymen on 91.